That's their Tuesday. Well, let's go before the morning. Giving you all the praise, all the honor, all the glory. Father, we thank you so much for this day that you have made, for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it, even though we go through the processes of our lives that we don't always understand. We go through joyously because we know we come out victoriously. Father, we thank and praise you for keeping us as we slept last night and having your angels encamped around about us. Father, we thank you that we could get up this morning in our right minds, glory, hallelujah, to serve you this morning, Lord, to honor you, to adore you, to lift you up. Father, we thank and praise you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Robertson and the D.A. Staley-Owen family. I'm sure as they trusted you through the process of starting Artists International, as Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts trust you through the process of starting the TMC call. Oh, God, we just thank you for blessing them. Lord, we thank you for ordering their footsteps and being that lamp unto their feet and the light unto their path. And, Father, we just ask for continued blessings, continued favor upon their lives, continued direction, Lord, continued protection, Lord, continued provision. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, and whatsoever their hands touch prospers in the Jesus name. And Father, we also ask for sweet rest for them in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank and praise you for our speaker who will bring a word that we know that we need to hear, that will keep us, oh God, that will enrich us, empower us, and enhance us as we go throughout this day. But Father, the word is not just for us, but it's to be a blessing to somebody else. So we ask that you allow us to do that. Now, Lord, we command these airways, oh God, that they are already lined up with the word of God, that no call, nothing on this call will be dropped, that every word will be heard with clarity through the transmission of it and through the acceptance of it through our ears. Lord, that we have put everything aside that will cause us not to hear the word of God, and that it will come forth with clarity and understanding. Now, Lord, we just thank you for each and every family member on this call. Bless their going out and their coming in as we go throughout this day, as we trust you in all of our ways and not even lean on our own understanding. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. I will now turn the call over to our host. My family, I love you, and go out and have a God-inspired day. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone and opening us up with that powerful prayer. And I thank you for that tag, trusting the Lord through it all Tuesday. I love it. I love it. We're going to trust him through it all. And good morning again, TMC family. Welcome once again. I am Brenda Terrell from Ocean Springs, Mississippi. And if this is your first time on this call, we welcome you with the warmest of kingdoms greeting, and you're in store for a great blessing this morning. We thank God for each and every one of you, and we want to say that we are grateful that this call started in October 2010. Yes, we'll be celebrating next month our 4 years having this phenomenal call, and it was created by two wonderful people. These women of God are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, the ambassador of Artists International, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who's better known as our Mother Eagle. As you may know, this call is about honoring and glorifying our Master, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we encourage you to invite your family and friends and tell them that this is a great way to start their day. Our scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. We also have a mission statement, and it's to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And we know that this call is definitely doing that for each and every one of you. We have a website as well, and it's called www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on that site, as well as the bios of our speakers. So we encourage you to go to that website and get the information. If you missed a message from last week, you can go there and listen to it. It's totally awesome. If you have a desire to become a part of this ministry, or if you have any prayer requests or praise reports, you may do so by submitting your request to our email address, which is info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa or Minister Robin, our prayer general, will contact you. You heard me mention Artists International. Well, you know, we can't hardly go through this call without mentioning Artists International because it's the greatest health and wellness company on this side of heaven with wonderful, wonderful health products, that produce health products that change lives daily. You can learn more about this wonderful company by joining us on the motivational call right after this call, which is hosted by Platinum President, our godmother, Dr. Dorothy Cook, and a team of leaders who gives us great information every morning with this company. That number is 530-881-1300. That's 530-881-1300. And the PIN is 539-598-POUND. That's 539-598-POUND. Tonight and every Tuesday night, there is the God-Driven Bible Study, and it's held at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific. That number is 805-399-1000, 805-399-1000. And that PIN is 366-098-POUND. That's 366-098-POUND. We're making preparations, yes, we are, for the next Artist Empowerment Conference, which will be held in the Bahamas. Oh, that glorious water. I just think about it right now. And it's going to be held October 31st through November 2nd at the beautiful Atlantis Resort. And it's hosted by the Kings of Artists. If you've never been to an event hosted by these great men, I tell you, you definitely don't want to miss this event. You can register today by going to www.artistempowermentconference.com. That's www.artistempowermentconference.com. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to hear a word from the Lord. Our speaker this morning is a preacher of the gospel for over 35 years. He's a certified biblical counselor. He is the founder and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries. This ministry provides for the needs of people and has sponsored coffee houses, concerts, seminars, and assisted the elderly, to name a few. His belief that irons sharpen iron led him to organize and facilitate a weekly men's ministry breakfast. He has been married for over 20 years to his wife, Cheryl, and his mission is to be used by God to transform lives in spirit, soul, and body. He is an artist entrepreneur and man of God who feeds his sheep. I introduce to some and present to others this great man of God, Reverend Everett Thomas of Ecorse, Michigan. Reverend Thomas, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Loud and clear, man of God. Take it away.
Well, thank you so much for the warm introduction. Minister Brenda, God bless you. And Sister Minister Willa, thank you for the opening prayer and seating the people. And we just want to give honor to the visionaries of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Dr. P.K. Roberts. And thank God for the opportunity to share on this Tuesday morning. I just want to invite your attention to a few passages of scripture. We're going to start off first in Genesis chapter 12 and first three verses there. It says, I'm reading from the New King James Version. It says, now the Lord had said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. And you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth will or shall be blessed. This morning, we want to talk on this subject, trusting God against all odds. Trusting God against all odds. Have you ever had to take a leap of faith, a step of faith, not knowing the outcome, how things will pan out? You just believe God and took off. Well, here's Abram being encouraged to walk by faith and not by sight. Look at this passage. It's awesome how God uses individuals. And just to start with Abram at this time, Reverend Butler left these words on record. She says, who can forget the experience of leaving home after high school graduation for college, or to join the military, or even to live in another physical location? While you experience the thrill of being independent, there was also great fear and trepidation. No longer could you come home after work and assume that dinner would be on the table. The security of knowing that you could survive at home without a job or money would from henceforth be absent. The responsibility would now fall on you to guarantee that you had adequate food, clothing, and shelter. As much as you long for independence from parents, you still experience the fear of the unknown. Abraham experienced the same doubts and fears we do when initially separated from security and from familiarity. Commanded by God to leave home, family, and everything familiar, Abraham went forth on faith, believing that the God who promised blessings and greatness would honor his word and protect Abraham on the journey. Abraham didn't hesitate. He left with confidence as commanded by God. As Abraham journeyed, he followed, or shall I say, he found that God was able to provide and protect him in each circumstance and situation. Today, the Lord calls us to separate ourselves from security and familiarity so that we would go forth on faith, not seeing yet believing that God will open doors, doors we cannot see and no human being can shut. We are not given all the plans. We are simply told to follow God's instructions, believing we will be blessed in God's own time and his own way. We may be called to remove ourselves from a wrong relationship, to leave a job we enjoy for years, to forego the pleasures of the flesh, trusting God to bring us a Christian spouse to walk with us through life. And the journey goes on and on. But this is indeed a faith walk. We have to learn to take God at his word. So, yes, we are learning to trust God even against our odds. It's a challenge to leave our comfort zone. And Abram did this. Abraham did just that, and we learn a lot from the story of Abram and Abraham. Now, here's another character that we want to highlight this morning, and that's a Gideon. Looking at Judges chapter 7, and looking at a few of the following verses, starting verse 2, it says, and the Lord said to Gideon, the people who are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel claim glory for itself against me, saying, my own hand has saved me. Now, therefore, proclaim in the hearing of the people, saying, whoever is fearful and afraid, let him turn and depart at once from Mount Gideon. And 22,000 other people returned, and 10,000 remained. But the Lord said to Gideon, the people are still too many. Bring them down to the water, and I will test them for you there. Then it would be that of whom I say to you, this one shall go with you, the same shall go with you, and of whomever I say to you, this one shall not go with you, and the same shall not go. So he brought the people down to the water, and the Lord said to Gideon, everyone who laps on the water with his tongue, as a dog laps, you shall set apart by himself. Likewise, everyone who gets down on his knees to drink, and the number of those who lapped putting their hand to their mouth was 300 men. For all the rest of the people got down on knees to drink water. The Lord said to Gideon, by the 300 men who lapped, I will save your liberty, the Midianites, into your hands. Let all the other people go, every man to his place. That's verses 2. Well, let's go ahead and get down to verse 8. So the people took provision and their trumpets in their hands. Notice here, they didn't say anything about powerful weapons or guns, trumpets. And he sent away all the rest of Israel, every man to his tent, and retained those 300 men. Now the camp of Midian was below him in the valley. Okay, let's look at his trusting God against all odds. Here's Gideon, only had 300. Looking at Reverend Anthony Middleton, what he had to say about it, he says, normal rules do not apply. If the story of Gideon teaches us only one thing, it teaches that when you add God to the equation, the normal rules of victory do not apply. When the Lord's trumpet sounds, all of our rules are irrelevant. The first rule suspended by the sound of the trumpet is that there is strength in numbers. In God's battle plan, numbers are negligible. God told Gideon, you have too many men for me to deliver many into their hands. Judges 7:2, in God's plan, strength does not lie in numbers, but in the care of those who struggle. When four college students sat at a Greensboro lunch counter, they launched a nationwide movement. When a mild mannered Montgomery seamstress with tired feet refused to give up her seat on a segregated bus, she started a revolution. When God is on the side of a faithful few, we don't have to fear sending the faint-hearted majority home from the battle. The second rule crumbled by the trumpet's blast is, if it's to be, it's up to me. God had Gideon send people home. In order Israel may not boast against me that her own strength has saved her. The moment we attribute the victory to our strength or our brilliant strategies, the normal rules will apply once again, and we will face battles that we cannot win. Remember that the victory ultimately belongs to God, not us. The third rule shattered by the trumpet of God is what you see is what you get. God told Gideon, I will save you and give the Midianites into your hands. We must realize that the people God uses to win the victory are not always the most cultured or the best educated. Like Gideon's men, they may lap like dogs, but have hearts like lions. We may see a commoner, but get a conqueror. We may see defeat, but get deliverance. So as we look at this Gideon, it didn't look like a possibility. And God has a way of doing things in our lives that is against our odds. He has a way of doing things in our life that causes us to say, wow, how did that happen? Why is that so? Because God deserves the glory. It's a faith walk, and we have to learn to trust God in every situation. So we look at Abraham, we look at Gideon. Here's someone else I want to share with us, and this is more updated, and you may have heard the story before. Of course, we know faith, according to Hebrews 11, chapter verse 1, faith, and our faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Here's another character. Probably no one knew and understood better the truth of this verse more than George Mueller. You heard of George Mueller, right? From 1805 to 1895, he's founder of a famous orphanage in Bristol, England. One of Mueller's operating principles was that this large institution would exist without fund drives or solicitations. They would, their director insisted, live on faith. Though the orphanage resources were often very low, somehow they always managed. Once, shortly before dinner time, an assistant came to Mueller and told him that there was no food in the kitchen. The Lord will provide, Mueller answered. A half hour later, the man returned with the same concern. Get the children ready for the meal, Mueller told him. When they gathered at the table, there was nothing there but the utensils. Now what do we do? The distraught assistant asked. Say grace, Mueller answered. Anything God for supplying the orphanage's every need. As he finished, a truck pulled up into the driveway outside. It was full of bread sent by a baker who had an oversupply. For some unexplained reason, he asked a worker to deliver his extra loaves there. To skeptics, the story sounds too pat, but to believers, it is only one more example of God's unceasing love. George Mueller knew that Christ had fed the multitude with five loaves and two fish, and he needed what he needed just was only a little miracle, and because he believed, he got one. Of course, Mark 9:23 says, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believes. So my brothers and sisters, we are trusting God today. Against all odds, I don't know what's going on in your life today, but I want to challenge you. I want to encourage you to trust God no matter how things are looking right now in your life. God is able to do exceeding abundantly more than we could ever ask or think, according to the power that works within us. There is nothing too hard for God. If we learn to trust him, if we learn to obey him, if we learn to take a step of faith, Hebrews 11:6 says, amen, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So I'm challenging us today to take that leap of faith, whatever it is God telling you to do. It don't make sense sometimes. It don't add up a lot of times. But if God said move, move, and just, amen, another issue I want to give to you, and of course most of you know my passion is feeding the hungry children, of course. Artist Cares program, which we had instituted. Sometimes it don't really make sense. How in the world can a business survive feeding hungry children, getting 100 points by doing that? And it don't look like it's going to happen, amen, on a consistent basis. Well, we did it for a while, and I'm looking forward to doing it again as we, amen, look forward to putting this program back together with more, amen, enhanced advantages. So anytime we step out on faith, anytime we do what pleases God, anytime we line up with God's word, my brothers and sisters, look out. Blessings will come. God bless you, and may God keep you, is my prayer. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Another day of a powerful, profound word about blessing God's people and trusting God. And it's so relating to the tag that Minister Willer gave us this morning, trust God through it all. Thank you so much, Reverend Everett, for that powerful word. I'm going to call you back at the end of the call for our benediction. So let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you have given us again another profound word, Lord God, a word to let us know that we need to trust you with all our hearts and lean not to our own understanding, realizing, Lord, that our faith is not in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. And we thank you, Lord God, that this day is the day of a new beginning for each and every person on this call. So we ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that those that are going through bereavement, Lord God, that they'll trust you, Lord God, to give them the comfort that they need, to trust you to know that their loved one is with you and everything is well because, Lord God, you're showing them new directions, new things in life, Lord God. And we thank you for restoring, replenishing everything that belongs to them, Father. We thank you for those that are going through trying times with their health, oh God. We glorify you, Father, that Jesus was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace is upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. So we are declaring and decreeing this day that everyone on this call, their loved ones that may be going through, are healed by the blood of the Lamb. And we thank you, Father, that the work is finished by Jesus Christ, our Savior. We thank you, Lord God, for every good and perfect gift coming from you. So we're asking you, Father, to protect those that are traveling to and from their destinations. Strengthen Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, Lord, like never before, and their families, their loved ones, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for taking care of the Diaz de Leon family and all that are participants of artists, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the body of Christ looking to you, the author and finisher of our faith. We thank you for everything that you're doing, what you have done and what you're about to do in each and every person on this call in their lives. We glorify you, Father, for every good and perfect gift coming from you. In the name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. Amen. Okay, prayer callers, I tell you, I am so excited. I'm so excited about this word that God brought forth. I want to share with you a couple of other announcements. Remember, right after this call is the motivational call, and that's 530-881-1300, and that's 539-598-POUND. Let me also remind you that Pastor John does a call every Tuesday night. That call will be held tonight on the Power of Lviv, that Power 5, and that number is 712-432-1212. That's 712-432-1212, and that PIN is 774-766-352. Let me repeat that, 774-766-352. It will be held at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central, and 6 Pacific time. I thank God for each and every one of you. Don't forget, if you want to listen to this message again, that number is 712-432-1085, and the PIN is the same, 957-677-POUND. God bless you. We look forward to seeing each and every one of you again tomorrow. Reverend Everett Thomas, are you there to give us our benediction?
Yes, I am. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you. Be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, the kind of peace that passes all understanding, henceforth, now and forever. In Jesus' name, be blessed. Amen.